to item number two, and that is the 2023 budget preliminary overview.
Okay, thank you. My name is Matt Fortman. I'm the fiscal administrator of the Department of Health and Human Services, and I am going to share my screen to go over a brief presentation on our preliminary 2023 budget. We always have this meeting in early June to kind of set up the tone of the budget, provide as much information as we can this early in the budget process, because we know that mental health board members need time to digest that information and provide further direction when we release the full narrative later this month. So sharing my screen and trying to enter presentation mode here. So hopefully you all can see this presentation. So just real quick, going over our 2022 financial outlook and initiatives. The 2022 budget anticipated a $9.1 million reserve draw based on the increased operational cost during closure and transition to the hospital system with Granite Hills and the Mental Health Emergency Center. We're right now anticipating an additional $2 to $3 million reserve draw for that additional 3 months that we need to keep the hospital operational that was not anticipated in the budget. We initially anticipated closure around June 30th. Right now, we are anticipating closure around September 30th. So that those additional months due to staffing concerns or staffing delays in getting the Mental Health Emergency Center in Granite Hills fully up to speed. And you'll notice that the staffing concerns will be a common theme during this brief presentation. So the 2022 budget initiatives, we're continuing to expand comprehensive community services. Enrollment there is increasing. Also expanding crisis intervention services for youth and adults with new community clinic partnerships. We are limited by staffing challenges in expanding community services right now. The 2023 budget in Milwaukee County.
Can I ask a question?
Please do.
Are the staffing challenges around the expansion of community services in community agencies?
They're everywhere. They're internal and external. So okay. We're having trouble hiring for our own open positions, and we're hearing more and more from providers that they're having difficulty filling their vacancies with their traditional salaries.
Okay.
So the 2023 Milwaukee County Financial Health and Outlook. So right now the budget office is predicting a $12.6 million budget gap in 23 due to ongoing structural deficit factors. That's actually lower than the $23 million budget gap in 2021. So good news that it's improving, though it's still in the wrong direction. And right now we're anticipating a flat tax levy target, same as last year, $53 million for behavioral health services. So positive that it's not being reduced, but it is at the statutory tax levy floor, but not having to cover the cost of that $12.6 million deficit from our operating budget. Some major changes, obviously, 2023 will be the first year that we have the mental health complex fully closed. All of our patients going through or our psychiatric emergency room transitioning to the Mental Health Emergency Center and inpatient services being provided through Granite Hills in West Dallas. So very different model of care for us that we're excited about, but brings a lot of unknowns as well. We're continuing to expand comprehensive community services, or CCS, as well as crisis intervention services in 2023. We're aiming a lot of, we'll get into some specifics on the next page, but a lot of the 2023 budget really focuses on supporting existing provider networks through staffing challenges and increased costs. Behavioral health services also may need to absorb a loss of youth aids revenue due to ongoing budget deficits in our youth justice system due to increasing costs at Lincoln Hills. I'm sure many of you have read in the paper that right now it's costing Milwaukee County about $420,000 per year for one one youth that's placed at Lincoln Hills. Obviously, that's spread out over a year. Most youth do not spend an entire year in that setting, but the daily rate is over $1,000 a day, which is causing a lot of trouble with our youth justice budget. So right now, there is some youth aids funding in wraparound to support youth with youth justice involvement who are in wraparound, and that revenue may need to be removed from the wraparound budget to support youth justice programming and cost at Lincoln Hills. So getting into more details about this.
So, wait, I have a question, Matt.
Yeah.
Who controls the cost of Lincoln Hills?
Those are controlled by the state. And so we're in a situation where the state had intended to close Lincoln Hills by now. They had built the rate based on a very low capacity at Lincoln Hills. So as the number of youth anticipated to be placed there went down and staffing and other costs remained static, that cost per day really started to increase in recent years. However, we've seen an increase in placements at Lincoln Hills without a lot of other alternative options for correction placements. So we're in a situation where the county effectively has to foot the bill for this situation caused by the delay in closure of Lincoln Hills. A bit of an oversimplification, but...
It just seems... Oh, well, what can I say, but...
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
So moving on, we're anticipating a rate increase for our community's support program providers, the bachelor's and master's degree clinicians represent the vast majority of service providers in this program, so we're focusing on that group for a rate increase based on a lot of feedback we've heard from our providers. We're anticipating to continue to expand comprehensive community services, as I already stated. We're budgeting a rate increase for our CBRF, our community-based residential facility providers, to bring the providers on the lowest end of the spectrum up a little more to a higher floor to be more consistent with their cost experience. We have a new peer specialist training program to increase the amount of peer specialists in our provider network, a peer specialist rate increase, a bridge housing rate increase, and we also are working with our HR compensation team on a shift differential for nights and weekends for our crisis mobile team to increase the amount of staff we have covering those shifts.
Excuse me, Matt, what's the new peer specialist training program?
Yeah, that's something that we're rolling out. I don't know how much details we have on that right now because it's something that we're going to be working through the details on. We pretty much just have the funding placeholder in the budget, but the idea is that we will work with a provider to help peer specialists become get that full certification to increase the amount of certified peer specialists.
Thank you.
Matt, do you want me to add a little info?
Oh, please do, yes, thank you.
Sure. Hello, everyone. Yes, we're just looking to put more resources, whether that's funding or the ability to have more trainers here in Milwaukee County so that we can create more opportunities for people to be trained and therefore get into the workforce because we have such a demand. So we're going to take a look and see, are there things that we could do to fund? Because we already do fund several trainings a year, but we'd like to fund more. And then also the ability to get new people trained as trainers so more of the trainings can occur here in Milwaukee.
Have there been discussions with the state regarding that?
We haven't. We have had other discussions with the state and have the approval of using the trainers that we currently have. But us securing some resources, knowing that we could do some of these things working in with the state. And I know there's also the newest award that the state did for the Peer Run Warm Line and the other funding. So there may be some synergies that we can work on with that.
Okay. We'll have a further discussion, just being that I'm on the, being on the council for the Peer Run Specialists.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you, Amy. Moving on, so some budget unknowns. Right now, we are not planning to include any items funded through the ARPA funding process in the budget. We have already secured some funding for new initiatives funded through ARPA. However, those are in many cases going to be multi-year initiatives, and we will implement those through amendments to our budget if there is expenditure needed for those in fiscal year 2023. Similarly, we are anticipating significant funding from the opioid settlement fund. However, we're not including that funding in this 2023 initial budget request, and will provide updates to the board at a later date once we have a better understanding of what funding will be available to us in fiscal year 2023. So just a little, some comments about our public and stakeholder feedback. So as board members know, we had a public input meeting on March 17th that helped establish some funding priorities that we just discussed. New this year, we have a DHHS budget balancing tool, and I could actually put the link to this in the chat if you'd like to view it yourself or respond to the survey, but it's we received feedback from managers at DHHS on what they want to see funded, what new initiatives are highest priority for them, and we put the top or most common responses from managers into this budget balancing tool, and we've sent that out to all the DHHS staff to solicit their feedback on what our priorities should be in the budget. So we aren't committing formally to funding any of those items yet, but that will help us with prioritization as we get further along in the budget process. There's another opportunity that's new in the budget this year that we have the opportunity to fill out a form to request a project that we are not funding in our budget for the county executive to consider through that budget process that could be then added through the county executive's recommendation. So another opportunity to expand services without going over our budget target. So the next opportunity for public feedback on the budget will be June 23rd at the Finance Committee meeting, and that is when board members vote on amendments to the budget if there are any. So just a little more about next steps here. There's the on June 14th, we're anticipating to be the date when we release the formal budget narrative that has a lot more details about what's in the 23 budget. We're requesting that suggestions or amendments for the budget be submitted by Monday, June 20th. We'll provide more information on that amendment request process at the June 14th meeting. As I mentioned earlier, there's that new process for submitting requests outside of the budget target that the county executive's team can consider through their budget recommendation process in August and September. Finance Committee, again, meeting on June 23rd to discuss and vote on budget amendments, and the full board meeting on July 7th to formally approve the budget request to the county executive. Concludes my prepared presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions, or would love to hear your feedback on what we've just presented.
Thanks, Matt. That's very helpful.
Well, thank you. This is not a final process, but our focus this year was really on supporting our existing services based on the feedback that we're consistently hearing across our provider network about difficulty with staffing.
Makes sense. And Kathy, just then to the rest of the board, a little feedback on the staffing. As a board member that receives services from Milwaukee County as well, I receive services through Comprehensive Community Services, and I just got my fourth comprehensive care care coordinator in 10 months, so that's been a lot of change for four care coordinators in 10 months, and got my new care coordinator yesterday, and by representation, it's an individual that had previously worked in for the Department of Vocational Services, and ironically, it's somebody that I worked with in the Department of Vocational Services, and I was their client 25 years ago, so what's the chances of that happening?
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it look like it's somebody who might stay more than 2 months?
I sure hope so. They're excited about being in the position, and you know, obviously have a lot of experience, and are somebody that's returning to the workforce, actually.
Well, that's great.
So I'm hopeful.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that feedback. Our CCS program actually has some of the highest rates in our spectrum of care, if that gives you any idea of how some of the other programs are suffering.
Jody, I guess Tom is missing in action here.